and rock with Dragless.com. Staging in the left lane is your host, founder and creator of the Draglist, Bill Wright. And in the right lane, John, the Wildcat One. You're going to hear news and interviews from the world of drag racing, both now and then. So get yourself situated, pull your belts tight, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready for some racing and rocking.
Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to Racing and Rockin' with Draglist.com, produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. I'm Bill Pratt. It's great to be with you tonight because tonight we feature Midwest fuel-altered and funny car racer Joe Haas. I'll ask some racing questions and John will ask some rockin' questions. And, of course, you can join our live chat during the show. Just go to racersreunion.com. But without further ado, Joe Haas, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Bill, man. I'm excited to be here and talk a little drag racing.
So glad to have you on. We, you know, met you several times, you know, as we headed out there to Eddyville a couple times with the Draglist Nationals and, you know, at Cordova and here and there. And, of course, since you've driven about every funny car and fuel altered between that five-state area, it's pretty easy to run into you out there.
Yeah, it's awesome. We got another big deal going on in Eddyville this year. But, yeah, it's been nice catching up with you. And I want to thank you again for having me on the show. And, yeah, let's get to telling some stories, man.
I'm all about that, man, of course. And so let's jump right into it. One thing I want, you know, you do a lot of great nostalgia funny car, a lot of fuel-altered rides. We'll talk about all of them. But one thing that folks may not realize as we sit here on the radio live right now going out to several dozen countries, you are the world's quickest fuel-altered drag racer.
Well, I guess you got to be good at something, man. That's a good title to hold. A title that had been held by Ron Fassel, I think, for 9 years before we broke that, and it's been very exciting.
You bet. August 2013 at Route 66, Joliet, Illinois, 5.286 seconds at 276 miles an hour. That's in a fuel altered, folks. And as you said, the late great Ron Fassel had gone 5.29. 9 years ago, but I don't think anybody thought that was going to be broken, and you came up with the drastic plastic car of Tom Motry and tore it up.
Yeah, we was there testing that day, and we had kind of thought about trying to go after that record and wasn't sure. You know, people had tried it and we knew it would be tough, but they had Dave Harada there in the A fuel car. And we're like, well, you know, hey, let's just get up beside him and, you know, we're here. We might as well give the fans something, you know. And I always knew when Tom, he always leaned in the car there right before they fired the motor. He'd bump my knee and, you know, tell me he'd see me at the other end and good luck. And this time he reached in, you know, and he said, hey, if you get busy out there, just be safe. So I knew right then, you know, when he said, if you get busy. Of course, some fuel alters are always busy, but.
Right.
I knew then when he said that, hey, we got something going on here. If this car sticks, it's going to be good. And everybody kind of expected Harada in that A-fuel car to, you know, to outperform us there. But when we got out at the end, Dave jumped out and said, man, there was a monster out beside me. And, he run a 540, and we run that 528 at 276. And, man, it was great, actually.
Well, that's flat flying because, a 520 is something you'd expect out of a good running A-fuel dragster, but you got half the wheelbase at best and, you know, all kinds of motor up front of you, and it's just a heck of a lot harder to handle something that fat, that short and squirrely and get it
to
go quicker.
Yeah. It is. You know, you really got to work them things. Up to the eighth mile, it's a handful. With Tom's car, with Motor's car, the Drastic Plastic, it would settle down a little bit after the eighth mile, you know, with the wing and all, but you really had to saw at it to get it out to the eighth mile. But they're fine, man. They really are.
I like that statement, sawing it, you know, a little bit back and forth.
Yeah, it's elbow to elbow there for a little bit, you know, but it got out there and done pretty good. You know, we did some good things in that car.
Absolutely. Well, a couple years there, and let's run through some of the other ones. Going back to, we've got you on the lists from 2006. Now, you might have been out there racing before that, but we got you in Justin Grant's CUDA. You know, actually, one of the guys that started the Nostalgia Funny Car movement back in the mid-2000s, and of course, you know, started that Fuel Funny Car message board that everybody kind of had glommed onto and used, and eventually got a couple of Don Schumacher parts and called it the Wonder Wagon for a while, and you were at the wheel of that thing for about, you know, 5 solid years and doing a lot of great stuff.
Yeah, you know, I had crewed some on an alcohol dragster with Ron and Sean Evans, and Justin needed a driver for his alcohol funny car. I think it was around 2005, so they offered me up, you know, and I jumped in there and did good, and then just we followed it right up with building a fuel car. And got with Don Schumacher and recreated a Stardust and then recreated a Wonder Wagon. And really, you know, there wasn't a dozen nostalgia cars in the country at the time. So we did help build that. And we had a lot of fun, man. It was a good time for sure.
It was great. And a great running car, too. We're talking, you know, fives way back here in 2009, that nice 596, the 237. You were flying with that thing.
Right. You know, back then when we started, 650 was good. And, you know, everybody started stepping on it a little bit, and then we got down into the 620s and really thought we was doing good. And then, you know, some of the West Coast cars, they started turning it up a little bit and started running into the 5s and dipping into the 5s. And we started dipping into the 5s a little bit, and it's just gotten quicker and quicker. And, geez, look at them now. I mean, these guys are out there killing it for sure.
They're trying hard for the 540s, what they're trying. None of them have hit that yet, but it won't be long.
It won't be long. I tell you what, they get out there with a good weather day and a good track, and it's just going to take the right combination. They'll get it. I think they'll get it this year.
Yeah, it could be heaven. You may have heard it here first, folks. We jumped into a car called the White Trash Plymouth Duster for a while. Tell us a little bit about that car.
I did. Ted Goose needed a driver there. I believe that was after the Wonder Wagon. He gave me a call from up in Minnesota, and I made a few races with that car. And he kind of liked the dirty look, you know. And I tell you, the fans really dug it. And it was everything was top notch, but it had the you know, all the paint splatters and stuff on it, and different colored door painted on it and stuff like that. But it was a good running car. He was only in it a couple of years, though, and I think he realized, you know, you start dipping into that blue 55-gallon drum, and it starts dipping into your pocket, too, you know?
Yeah, you got to dip in somewhere else a little bit. That leather thing in the back pocket there, oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, it'll run it dry.
Oh, you did some nice 620s in that car, you know, for a guy that was just coming out. It was excellent. But
Yeah, and then I think I went on from there to the Crop Duster. Like I say, I've been in and out of a few of them, and started driving for Frank and Dev Owsley, and we actually got out there and won the World Series with that drag racing online series.
Absolutely.
That they had, and that was a pretty good highlight, because in the final I was against Dale Worsham, which he at the time was reigning top fuel champ, you know, for NHRA, and got, you know, he had the nostalgia car, and I was against him in the final round, was able to pull it out. So that was a great day, too. I really enjoyed that.
I love it. Congratulations on that. You know, solid 580s, 235+, and our friend Rapid Randy was over out there helping, I believe, on that weekend, you know, turning a few wrenches. And, man, great stuff with a great team. We love Frank and Deb, and always look for them at the races. So, you know, some serious quality nostalgia machines, you know, with the Wonder Wagon, the Crop Duster, and then on to the Drastic Plastic, of course, and then you know, hopped in the Power Steel car once, and that was a top-notch machine.
You're dragging up memories now. I did. Broom was there at the World Series, and I just happened to be there. I think I was going to drive Henry Gutierrez's car the following weekend or something, and they had the Candies and Hughes car. Broom and was there with that car and the Powers and Steels car. And you know, they just said, hey, you know, you're here, we need a driver for this car, so jump in it. It was having a few problems. You know, it spun the tires out there a few hundred feet, and I definitely didn't want to try to show off, you know, just getting in there for a one-day gig. But, you know, we got it down the track anyways and had a little bit of fun, but, yeah.
It's so great. Well, you know, we talked about the Jurassic Plasti. Let's talk about the latest machine you're driving, John Lawson's Runaway, the Match Race Trans Am. That's really exciting. A couple of nitro cars that run match racing, but not necessarily nostalgia cars. These are full-on match race nitro funny cars. Tell us a little bit about that deal with John and where you guys are going to run this year.
Well, this is probably the best deal that I've been in. John Lawson and his wife, Lisa, and the whole Lawson family are just awesome. He's got top-quality stuff, and, yeah, it's a big motor, big pump, you know, big blower car, but we're running single mag, no clutch management, no data recording. All we got is an oil pressure gauge. So, you know, we're dragging up a little old school, but we do have some of the newer parts and bigger parts, and these cars, they got the horsepower, man. I mean, they're insane. We run a 526 in the quick draw car in Martin, Michigan. The last race back in September of last year, 526 on a marginal track with no clutch management, and the cars have more in them. Wow. He's got the 70.5 Camaro, split bumper Camaro, the orange car that he's running, and then we've got the green 2001 Firebird that I've been driving, the quick draw car, and now you got to catch up with us at one of these tracks this year, because we just completed a 70 Firebird for the quick draw body that is just unbelievable, Bill. I'm telling you, the thing is gorgeous. It really is.
Oh, that's one of my favorites of all time.
We will be debuting that, you know, and our goal is to get out there and just have fun. Is the main thing. Do a little exhibition racing, match racing throughout the Midwest or across the country if the deal is right. Both cars are excellent, put on a great show. So, yeah, we're excited.
Sounds great. Where are you going to be racing those cars? I assume we'll be seeing you at maybe Eddyville or at Cordova. Is anything locked in this year?
Well, we're gonna test coming up April the 15th at Route 66, you know, weather permitting, and then our first race will be at Martin, Michigan on May the 20th. I believe it's going to be the two Lawson cars, the quick draw car and the runaway car. I believe Tom Moultrie, and I'm not sure of the other one, but I think maybe Troy Martin. Don't quote me on that. And then, then it's on to Eddyville for the Night of Fire, the July 4th deal, which is a two-day deal. It's going to be June 30th and July 1st, actually. And we will have the quick draw car, the runaway, Tom Moultrie, and the war wagon will be coming up from Texas. So you know how that deal went with us down there, a couple of years ago with the two fuel ultras. So it's going to be a blast. And then we'll do the Route 66 deal August 19th. We'll do Martin, Michigan. I believe that's September the 8th and 9th again. And I know there's a Union Grove in there, Bill, and the date slips my mind right now. But we have a few dates that we still want to fill. So, you know, if there's any track promoters or track owners out there, I'm going to put in my plug here. We do have some dates that we want to fill. So, yeah.
There you go, guys. If you want to draw, here's your thing right here. Two real nitro funny cars that will... Plus, what else you want to get? I bet you guys can make some calls if you have to.
Yeah, I mean, these cars got over-the-roof header flames and big show sound. I mean, they truly are. It's a big show car with a nostalgia body on it. They put on a great show, you know, and the fans love it. So do we.
I love it. Well, let me ask you some stories here. We always ask this question of our pro racers, and tell us your most fun, your most miserable, and the craziest time in your drag racing career. Does anything pop up in your mind?
There's a couple of things that pop up in my mind, and I think all of it is clean enough to say live here. It wasn't too long ago. For the people that know me, I hardly ever even drink a beer or anything, and I definitely don't do it at the track, but they did tie me down up here a couple of months ago. The crew did. It was not on a race weekend, and they tied me down, and we had a couple beverages, and then I think I started dancing, and you know, and I think they've got video of it, and if that ever makes it to social media, I'm going to have to pack up and move to Siberia, I believe. it was a great time. Any time on the road with Justin Grant, you know, if we go back in the 2005, 6, 7, 8, and them few years there, any time we was on the road, Justin is a hoot. It was always fun. I remember sitting in Indianapolis one time at a motel, I believe back in the NPCA days, and it rained 11 inches in 2 days, and we sat there in that motel and slept and eat, and that was probably one of the most miserable times.
Right.
But it's just been fun, man. The whole thing's just been great.
It's great. Yeah, he's a, you know, old Justin's an awesome guy. You know, he's, you know, funny guy racer, hardcore racer, you know, and, you know, a lot of good web presence. People don't realize the man's an egghead. He went back to school, got his master's degree, and doing really, really well in his personal life, and congrats to him. It's I love following along with that.
Yeah, for sure. He's way up in the law degree deal now, and mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what he's going for, but he's a smart dude and funny. Even on a bad day, he's funny. So it was cool being on the road with him for sure.
I'm funny too, but looks aren't everything. Let's take an opportunity to do some shout outs here. Do you got anybody you want to say howdy to while we have any on the phone?
Well, like I say, you know, any track promoters, track owners, if you want a good nitro show, you want to bring in some fuel cars, we definitely got a top-notch program, so there is a few dates that we want to fill. I'd like to put some thanks out. First, I'd like to thank God just for giving me the strength and ambition and placing good people around me to do what I like to do. I want to thank my wife, Charlie, my son, Joey, my daughter, Courtney. I have to thank John Lawson, Lisa Lawson, the entire Lawson family. They are awesome people. I got to give a shout out to my crew, Hank, JT, K2, Todd, Scully, all of you guys, man. You put me in the seat of a quality machine, and I just hope that I can live up to it and do it right, you know. Yeah, I mean, there's so many people to thank, I couldn't list them all.
Well, you got a heck of a good start, and I tell you what, Joe, it's been so great having you on. Let's go over to John Bachelman, and I've done some racing questions. Let's talk a little bit about rocking questions with Joe Haas.
All right, let's do it.
Thanks, BP. Joe, we'd like to know what your favorite kind of music is.
Well, I tell you what, this might surprise a few people, because I grew up in Texas, and I got the country accent, and I live in the country and stuff, but uh-huh. I'm heavy metal through and through, man.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know it, but, you know, Five Finger Death Punch, Slipknot, I like all the heavy stuff.
That is great. My son is into Slipknot. In fact, we got to meet those guys one time when they played here. I'm in Houston, and they came here for this festival, I guess it was about 10 years ago, and Kyle made a poster for him, and they sent for Kyle to come back and meet him back. They had all their buses and everything. All the bands were back there, and Kyle got to meet everybody. But no, I'm with you on that, and ever since my boys started listening to music, that's, in fact, my son Nick plays in a heavy metal band, so it's I understand all that. Who's your favorite act? You were saying Slipknot? And
Five Finger Death Punch, they're great. I guess my favorite of all time would probably be Metallica, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But my wife nails me down to some country sometimes, too, so I like it, too. I like it all, but, you know, it's heavy metal. We shared a suite up at Route 66 Raceway uh-huh. up there with Disturbed back in 2006 or 7, something like that. Uh-huh. That was pretty cool.
Wow, that's great, man. When you go to the drags and you're on your way to the races, is there ever a particular song that gets you pumped up and fired up to go out there and compete?
Probably Fuel by Metallica, and that's probably a bunch of people's song. That, and I'll usually plug in Pandora and put it on Black Label Society. Zach Wilde with Black uh-huh. Label Society, and just listen to all of that. That really gets me fired up.
That is awesome, man. Have you been to any concerts that you'd like to tell us about?
Yeah, me and my son used to go. Oh, it's been a few years ago. We'd hit two or three a year. You know, we'd hit Buck Cherry, Mudvayne.
All right.
Dude, I can't even remember all of them. We used to get two or three a year, and I haven't for a while. You know, I need to get back out and do that. It's hard to, you know, I race so much now, it's hard to get time for these concerts, because usually you want to go in the summertime, and I'm usually tied up on the weekends, but I need to make time to do that.
No, I know what you mean. You know, I play in a band here, And everybody's always asked, hey, did you see so-and-so the other night? Did you see this band? Well, no, because I was playing. I don't get to go to any shows anymore, you know. But well, that's great stuff, man. I'm glad to hear all that. That's you know, we're all behind you and everything you're doing. It's fantastic. I made your graphic, and I was just absolutely blown away by the number of cars that you've driven.
Yeah, it's just you did a great job. I really like that. I'm going to have to get that printed off and framed, if you don't mind, and put it on the wall.
I don't know.
Yeah, and I didn't know how many to send. There's a few of them that I didn't even get on there, and you know, I sent you the major ones, but that really turned out great. It's just been a great ride. Like I say, back in the, you know, when I was growing up, I watched this stuff on TV and never even dreamed that I would be in the position that I'm in now, and enjoying every step of it.
Well, yeah, you're one of the best, man. You're one of the best, no doubt about it.
I appreciate it. That humbles me. I hope to get out there and keep doing it for a while yet. That really makes me feel good, man. I'm glad that people think that and enjoy it. You know, that's what we're out there for the fans.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for coming on, Joe, man. We really appreciate it, and keep on doing it. Can't wait to see those two great John Lawson cars out there, and we'll be watching in the papers,
y'all.
If not.
Yeah, thank you all for sure, and be sure and get out to a track. Bring some friends, man. These cars are awesome, so don't miss them.
Well, we won't. We'll come out there and find you. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Haas, the quickest fuel-altered driver on the planet Earth, plus a lot of other great cars, of course, the funny cars he's driving now. Let's turn it over to John, listen to his take this week and the Racer of the Week. Take it away, John.
Thanks, BP. My pick for Racer of the Week is Leon Plum from East Moline, Illinois. Leon was recommended to me by both of his sons, Steve and Tony Plum, who are both former Racers of the Week. Thanks, guys. These folks are a drag racing family, and they are well known and respected in the Quad Cities area, where I found that drag racers are a close-knit family, and this is one of the families like the Wilsons, the Carlsons, the Thompsons, the Freemans, the Seelys, and many more who I've gotten to know. At this time, Steve's top sportsman Camaro project is ready for primer, and Leon thanks Pro Stock Jim Wilson for his help in preparing the car. He said it couldn't be where it is now if it wasn't for him. Leon sent me some messages over the last week, and I'd like to read them to you now. Leon Plum is, in my opinion, a great man. He said, "Thanks, John. I'm glad that I got my sons into racing. There are a lot worse things they could be doing. I found that out from being a former high school auto teacher. I souped up a lawnmower when I was 12, and I moved into working on cars and hot rodding them from then on. I started racing at the World Series at Cordova in 1963, and I've been hooked from that first day. I did a lot of street racing back in those days, and I'm lucky to have lived through it. I was lucky to get a job teaching auto at our local high school. I had my sons in my class, and I learned how important it was to have them involved in cars, and we built a 66 Nova for a family race team. We've been racing it ever since. We've been through a lot of parts and a lot of cash, and we had a crash, but after all the work, we were back at it, and it never stopped. Our whole life has been drag racing, and I would not have changed it for anything. I think it is very important to spend time with the boys. They have grown up to be very good men and have a great sport that is much better than a lot of other things they could be doing with their time. It has been a great time, and I'm not going to give up on it now. Well, Leon, I have exactly the same philosophy with my two sons. They grew up to be artists and rock musicians, and they're very good at it, too. And when I was confronted about their choices, I told the person that there's a lot worse things they could be doing. Your sons have built and are racing outstanding hot rods, and I was proud to feature all of you in my segment. So to Leon and the Plum Boys, we wish you good luck, safe racing, and the best of times in the future. Back to you, BP.
Thank you, John. JB's take, folks, as always, great, great stuff. Let's take a couple moments to remember some folks that we lost this week, some friends, and it's going to be a tough list. Some folks we've known personally, some of the greatest names in drag racing in their respective sections of the sport. On the 25th, Jody Bonenfant McGlade, the daughter of Nick, the sister of Nikki and Rob McGlade. And it's just one of the great Division One folks, and everybody loved Jody, and farewell. On the 28th, Hemi Fred Restagno. Now, Hemi Fred was supposed to come on the show once. We never made it happen. But Hemi Fred's the guy that had that Sox and Martin duster, the guy that did the gigantic wheel stand in that vintage Sox and Martin duster and gave everybody a heart attack. But he loved to go fast. He knew his Mopars. Man, I would have loved to get him on the show back in the day, but he was. It just didn't happen, but a great, great guy. So Hemi Fred, farewell, sir. On the 29th, from Division 5, Ron Leslie of the famous Kens and Leslie, Top Gas, Top Fuel, and Funny Car team. I mean, anybody who from the Denver area absolutely knows Kens and Leslie. And then, of course, actually nationally, you know, the big 777 Mercury Cougar that they raced. Of course, the Comet before that, one of the true heroes of the early Funny Car days, Kens and Leslie. Well, Ron Leslie passing away on the 29th. Farewell to him. And this one came as a surprise to me. Steve McGee. If you go back to the early 80s, and you got to go back further than that, he's a gasser racer of you know, quite a lot of renown. But then when he raced Top Alcohol Funny Cars, he was about second or third quickest after Brad Anderson back there in the early 80s when Brad Anderson was kind of on a tear. Steve McGee came down out of Oregon with that black Chevy Camaro with the flames and really ran some great numbers and was very, very tough. Steve McGee, farewell to you, sir, passing on the 30th. And then just on the 1st of April, Nat Quick, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, letterers in the history of funny car painting and anything else that you want to have painted or lettered. Nat Quick, you know, synonymous with the 70s era funny cars as far as lettering them. It goes back, when, of course, when Don Kirby was painting them. And I mean, if you think 70s funny cars, you think lettering, this is the guy you're thinking of, Nat Quick. And just the tributes up on Facebook and on the other, on the message boards, just amazing for Nat, just passing away on the 1st. So farewell to some truly, truly great drag racers and great artists and some good guys that we knew personally. And again, as always, we're proud to mention them, proud to know you, and thank you for the thrills and condolences to families and many, many friends. So folks, let's wrap it up. We want to thank Joe Haas, who was wonderful, John Balkman, Danny White, Jeff and Dustin Gilder, Barb Santucci, and Bud, Mr. Drag News DeBoer. Have a great week. We'll see you next Monday night as we feature NHRA Funny Car star Jim Campbell, who drives for Big Jim Dunn. And they are in the top 10 in the NHRA as of this point in time this year. So looking forward to talking to Jim Campbell on the show. And a week after that, we're going to talk to Ben Conant of D&J Safety Equipment. So the hits just keep on coming. Folks, have a wonderful week. Take care of your loved ones. Give them a hug. And I will see you next Monday night with John, of course, for Jim Campbell. Adios, everybody.